A boss's job is to liberate and enable employees that are already prepared and motivated. This is a amusing illumination or illustration or whatever you want to call it. Hardly an inspirational, whatever we call them. What are we calling this?
Inspiration. Instant inspiration.
Instant inspiration. Hardly an instant inspiration, would you say? A boss's job is to liberate and enable employees that are already prepared and motivated. In other words, the boss offers opportunities for people who are prepared and motivated to do something, to do a job, to work. Now, many bosses find a little confusion because the employees have a mind of their own. Now, that's fine. They are hired because they have a mind of their own. But they're also hired to do a job as it is defined by the boss to be done. And when the employees don't do the job as defined by the boss to be done, then they are reminded to do it that way or they're let go. Now, a boss's job is to liberate and enable employees that are already prepared and motivated. How are you prepared and motivated to do a job in any organization? You go there and you follow the program. Whatever the program may be. If the program is to sit down on the floor and pick up lint from the carpet, then that's what you do. If the program is to write lofty tomes on philosophical theses, then that's what you do. Now you say, how can I do that, write lofty tomes on philosophical? Just let your mind go. Just let come to whatever is in your thought, and you'll be surprised at how brilliant you are. But these are only for employees that are prepared and motivated to do something. Are you already prepared and motivated to do the job that you have set out for yourself? Now, I will tell you what the job is. The job is to be yourself and have fun. And if you think that you're being yourself and having fun, you have rocks in your cranium. Because if you are being yourself and having fun, you are not touched by what anybody else does. You are not, what do we say up here? You're not possessed by anything anymore. You're not judging anybody else. You're just doing your own wonderful thing. You're already prepared and motivated to do your own wonderful thing, and you are untouched by it. But if you are touched, then you are in for a lot of trouble. Because you're going to be going counterwise to what the program is. Now, we live in a wonderful world, and this world is a world that is made up by the government, and we, the people, are supposed to be the government. So therefore, we have made up the government. Now, in 1933, approximately, President Roosevelt created Social Security. And in creating Social Security, he said, you pay something into it, and we'll pay something into it, and your boss pays something into it, so that when you retire, you will have enough to live on. But of course, in those days, enough to live on was quite different from what it is today. In those days, a millionaire was a millionaire, and today you got to be a billionaire to be a millionaire in the standards of those days. But in any event, there's enough money coming in for you to survive. Well, those are one of the things that you have set up with the government. Other things you have set up with the government is that you don't have an insurance program. The insurance program is set up with the government to give you medical care when you need it, and health care when you need it, and also give you income when you need it. But this is something you pay for as you go along. This is something you have put into motion because you are an American citizen. Now, in other countries, they call it different words than we do, but nonetheless, it's the same program. Switzerland is probably one of the biggest providers of welfare for their people, because they have the farms in Switzerland in such a manner that the farmer is not supposed to make any money on his farm. He's just supposed to have a colorful little farm there, and the government pays him not to do it. They pay him not to work. They pay them not to produce. Well, now, same thing happens over here. We have too much corn, we have too much various products, and so the government pays the farmer not to produce his farm. In other words, what would he make as a profit? That's what the government pays him. Now, that's kind of an interesting program, but it's one that our government espouses. It's one that the Swiss espouse and have for years and years and years. And many other ways, many other things, that these are universal governmental programs that provide for the people. Now, the people over in Nigeria who don't have enough money to live on, who should help them? Is it their neighbors? Well, their neighbors do. But it's the government. The government is supposed to be able to help take care of the needs of the people who don't have enough to live on. And they don't have enough to live on because the government cuts down the jobs and reduces the employment possibilities for these people, so they don't have an opportunity. Now, recently, my grandson was let go from his job because there was no work to do, and the stock market went down and people didn't buy the things that his job produced. So he got, what did he get? He got payment.
Welfare.
Huh?
Welfare.
No.
Unemployment.
Unemployment. That's another welfare. See, all these are welfare programs. But he got unemployment. And unemployment by the federal government to tide him over till he got another job. Well, now, he got tided over for so many months. Now, do you think he was looking for work during that time? No, because he earned more money on welfare, on unemployment, than he did on the job. And so then, because the stock condition of the country was in such a low ebb, they extended the unemployment. So they extended for another period of time. And so he didn't have to go to work more. So now what he's doing, he's going to set himself up to go to school, which is a wonderful thing. He's going to educate himself. Well, now the government is going to pay for that because it helps him to make himself job ready. Well, what a wonderful program. Ellen has been searching out grants of people who, organizations who give philanthropic monies to nonprofit corporations like ours. And she should really just go and apply for school and a few other things, and she'd earn more money than we get for a grant. Now, what is a grant? A grant is a welfare project. Somebody is helping you to accomplish what you want to accomplish because you haven't got enough money to do it for yourself. Now, children have been raised in every country on welfare. They have been raised on this because they have been taught that mother and dad will put you through college, or you can get yourself a scholarship, or you can get yourself something. We have experienced this most nobly down in Africa, where everybody is asking all the time. They're asking, asking, asking. And so I give them a business card. And they said, that wasn't what I had in mind, you know. And but they're not alone. Right here in the United States, welfare is just as positive and powerful. In South America, in every country in the world, it is a universal program. It doesn't mean that you're poor, because people who are very wealthy, who are retired, and who are still very wealthy, they take their unemployment insurance, or they take their welfare payments, they take everything, because this is something they've earned. Over the period of earning, they have earned this. Now, it's based on, what do we say, 4 quarters a year of how much you're going to receive. Well, just imagine if you were earning $1 million every year for four quarters, what would your welfare be? You know, what would your benefit be? Quite substantial, quite substantial. Now, should those people not get it merely because they're so wealthy? It's a national program, and the national program applies to everyone. And it should apply to everyone. And our government should be wealthy enough to handle these things that they have established. And you see, this is another thing they're doing, is they're charging the wealthy people a great deal more taxes than they charge the poor people. Well, bully, bully. If they would charge everybody equal, then the poor people would be encouraged to go and get better jobs and improve themselves and work. But they're already prepared, they're already motivated. And a boss merely gives them an opportunity to liberate them and enable them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Now, what do we accomplish in our life? What do we accomplish? Do we accomplish merely complaining about the damn people who are on welfare, the damn people who are on Social Security, the damn people who are doing all, hey, that's our government. You say damn once again, you're talking about your government. You're talking about the organization that you have sworn allegiance to, and that you've been born into, and that you believe in. And you don't dare have comments like that. You can go and change the government if you wish, become a legislator, or write letters to your congressmen and senators and what have you. That's okay. But you don't knock the program, because if you knock the program, you are making everyone feel insecure in the program, and that's not fair, because it is a very fair program. So a boss's job is to liberate and enable employees to do their best, to be themselves and have fun. And you're not being yourself and having fun ever if you are touched by anybody else, if you are possessed by something anybody else has, or if you are judgmental of anybody else. Just imagine if you were judgmental of Bill Gates and his money. Ooh. Just imagine if you were possessed. I want some of Bill Gates' money. Well, you said the right word. It's Bill Gates' money. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to anybody in this whole world except to him. And he earned it fair and square, doing the things that he did and making it at a good time. And everybody who stayed with him in the organization became a millionaire during their years of development, really. Later on, of course, it became a large organization, and there were not as many, chiefs. There were more Indians. And that's the way it should normally be. But we are jealous of other people, and that's why we're doing these things. But any time that we need help, we go to the government. Anytime we need hospitalization, we go to the government. Anytime we don't have a job, we go to the government. Now, these people who are beggars on the street, they're perfectly fine people, and they're working an angle. And the angle is nobody's counting how much they take in. And so they don't pay taxes on it, they don't pay health insurance on it, they don't pay, and they're walking home with a sizable paycheck that other people don't ever see. Now you say, well, what about the health insurance? Health insurance, my gosh, they could own the health insurance company. I mean, they're not poor. They are doing very, very well. And this has always been that way. The rag men, the rag pickers, the trash men who pick up things like that, they always come out much further ahead because nobody knows how much they have and how much they're earning. The casinos used to be that way until the federal government allowed the casinos to operate as long as they had someone there checking how much money came in so they could be taxed for that amount of money. Before that, the federal government couldn't get in because they had no laws governing it. Now there's laws governing it. And laws in California, laws in the United States, laws all over governing it. And so the government is getting their fair share of that money from there because it's not tax exempt. A casino is not tax exempt. We might think it's operated by the Indians who have a tax exemption. They have a tax exemption for other things, but we're a tax exempt church. But if we sell books, we have to pay taxes on these books. And we do pay taxes on these books. We have to pay taxes on our tapes that we sell. We have to pay taxes on anything that we do, and we have to be very careful that we call things what they are. And we call them a donation. When people give a donation on Sunday, that's a donation. That's not taxable. When people give a donation for seminars, even though we've set a fee on it, that's non-taxable because everyone doesn't pay the same amount. Some people pay double, triple, and we love them. And some people pay the right amount, and some people pay less. It's just a matter of how the program is running. Now, a boss's job is to liberate and enable the employees that already know how. I know that I know that I know. You already know how to do whatever it is that they're supposed to do. Now, can you imagine employment company, you might say, not only an employment company, but a company that employs people, and every single person in that company has one motivation, to be themselves and have fun in that company. under that company's aegis, under that company's direction and control, to be themselves and have fun. Could they be themselves and have fun? Oh, you bet they could. And if they don't like it, they can go someplace else. No company owns you. You're not a slave to that company unless you make a lot of debts to yourself and you're afraid to go someplace else and get a different job because you might not be able to stay there because that company might not be so tolerant of your debt making. Now, we have an opportunity, each of us, to begin to stop judging, to begin to stop being possessed, to begin to stop being touched by the world around us, and be touched only by our dreams and our desires and our goals. And as we do this, then we are our own boss, and we're liberating and enabling our own selves, and we're already prepared, we're already motivated, to be the highest and best that we can be. Now, I say to you, are you ready to be the highest and best that you can be? Are you ready to live your life fully and wonderfully? And the evidence is not always there. If you're still judging, if you're still possessing, if you're still touched by things, then have at it. Now, as long as you say you're sick, you're going to be sick. As long as you say you're poor, you're going to be poor. As long as you say you're unhappy, you're going to be unhappy. When you start saying, I am whole and perfect, I am abundant, I am surrounded by wonderful, beautiful people, so you will be. You say, well, that's Pollyanna. Okay, if you don't buy our program, don't listen to it. But this is works. It works for everybody who applies it. It works, and it works all the time. Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to be your own boss? And you say, yes, 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 yes. Well, then start doing it. Are you able to be untouched? Are you able to not judge another? Are you able to not be possessed by what you see Bill Gates have? Ho, 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 ho. You know, what is it? He doesn't need all that money. He doesn't even know how much money. He could never count what money he has in 100 lifetimes. But why doesn't he give us some of that? We don't want somebody else's money. There is enough in this universe for everyone to have any amount that they want. Everybody in this universe could be a billionaire if they chose, including us, everyone. But we think somebody else has the edge. Did Bill Gates know he was going to be a billionaire just 20 years ago? Not at all. Did Bill Gates know that what he was doing was going to be a landmark decision for the world in computers and stuff like that? No. Did he know he was going to be known around the world, both hated and loved by everybody? No. Did he know that he was going to be blamed for the Iraqi war? He was. Oh, sure. Did he know that he was going to be blamed for poverty wherever it takes place? Yes. Why? He's holding on to all that money. People think that.
He could save the world.
Yeah, he could save the world. Not really. The world has to save itself. Because the United States has given great amounts of money to underprivileged nations around the world, and the leaders of those countries took it over completely. Just look at the Philippines. The Philippines is a wonderful country. It's a beautiful country, but they allowed dictators to run their country. And they call themselves presidents and things like that, but they're dictators. Because they have full control, and their council or Congress or whatever they call the people that are legislating with them, they come in for a cut, and they're not going to say a thing. They're not going to say a thing. So the United States gives $100 million, and there's, say, 100 legislators and the boss, and so there goes $100 million. Now, they put a little bit of a show up, you know, but not much. Now, I'm not saying they're cheating or doing anything wrong. I am saying they're just misdirecting the funds that should go to build up their country. Now, we've done the same for Nigeria. We've done the same for every country in the world who instantly then hated us for doing this. Because if they didn't hate us, they'd want to pay it back. And if they hate us, they don't have to pay it back. If a child hates his mother and father who's loaned them money for college and stuff, he doesn't have to pay it back. He doesn't owe them anything. They owe it to him, you know. But if a child loves his parent, then he will feel responsible for whatever loan that they gave him. Very interesting. Very interesting. A boss's job is to liberate and enable an employee that are already prepared and motivated. Now, you all shake your head in such great joy when I say, are you ready for this? But I say, okay, are you unpossessed, non-judgmental, untouched? On anything, anything, on each other, on yourself. We have spent more time going to hospitals in the last couple of months than we have in the entire history of our organization, because some people feel that they're sick. Some people feel that they have problems. And if those some people would just start saying, I'm whole and well, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, constantly, it would go away. And yes, if you do have a problem, come to me and talk about it, but nobody else. And don't walk around like the living dead, you know. Because if you walk around like the living dead, then everybody says, oh my gosh, she's got a problem. He's got a problem. Yeah. So just come to me and talk to me about it. And when you leave me, you're going to have a different attitude in your mind. I guarantee you. And that's why you're afraid to come and talk to me. You see, some of you say you're afraid to come and talk to me because I always say you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And you say, well, I'm not. Well, you see, you're afraid to come and talk to me because I'm going to tell you the truth about yourself. And the truth is that you're whole and perfect. And nothing else but the truth. Okay. So I say to you now, be yourself and have fun. And stop trying to run the world. Because everybody who runs the world runs into trouble. Because the world doesn't pay any attention to you. It does its own thing in its own way at its own time. And it is in no rush. In no rush at all. And we shouldn't either. So be yourself and have fun. That's what I say to you now and always. And I love you, 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 I love you.